Welcome to episode 58, Is It Better to Give or Receive? This is Wendy Reese Hartman. Sometimes I find words are woefully inadequate. To get to a place of wholeness, it requires unification of mind and spirit. Unity removes duality. We cease to see the darkness and instead focus solely on the light within all. And it is indeed within all. This is a challenging concept for the ego to perceive, especially for those who have experienced pain. Let's start small. Have you ever had someone who believed in you more than you believed in yourself? I have. My ego resisted their faith in me fiercely. But like water over a stone, their faith was relentless and eventually wore a new neural pathway in my brain, one that allowed me to see what they saw in me, and it changed me. I received their love and faith that they gave freely. As I started to show up and be the person they knew I could be, I started to give it my all. I didn't want to disappoint them, and certainly the little accomplishments along the way felt good. When it was all said and done, there was a moment of deep connection, unstoppable force, where they could say they knew it was possible all along and something in me knew they were right. It was always there within me all along. It doesn't really matter if it is better to give or to receive. It's best to focus on the truth and the light within all of us and to elevate that. Look, the world is filled with challenging, hurtful behavior. At the core, we are all a small piece of consciousness or the divine. We all want to be happy. We all want peace. Our behavior may not reflect that, but it is true. In today's inspired action, we will practice a little exercise I call the peace boomerang. We will offer peace to everyone and see how quickly it returns to us. As A Course in Miracles says, light is tranquility, and in that peace is vision given to us so we can see. Welcome to the inspired action. Begin to breathe in through the nose, softly out through the mouth as you begin to turn inward, turning your back on the world, turning your back on the day, your responsibilities, the roles in your life, and really just moving into a space of stillness. Allow the breath to return to normal, and if you are comfortable closing your eyes, I invite you to do that. To give and receive are one in truth. In this moment, be willing to receive what you are willing to give right now. Allow yourself to formulate an idea of what you would like to give the whole world right now. Maybe it's tranquility, peace, good health, or even happiness. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, send this wish out to the world. Can you imagine this gift touching people around you, people in your circle of family and friends, your social circle, people who live near you, people who live in your state, country, all beings on the planet? Whether you think they deserve it or not, allow yourself to imagine this gift being extended to even people you are challenged by or really dislike. See each person receiving this gift. Knowing that because you have extended this gift to everyone, You've also extended it to yourself. Allow yourself to receive this gift now. Throughout your day, send out this peace boomerang and gracefully, graciously receive it back and return. And notice how you feel throughout your day every time you send this out and every time you receive it. Infinite love and gratitude. And until next time, be whole.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.